We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
We lost one of the great gangsters, didn't we, Woody?
I had to play that for you here, Joe. Yeah, it's very, very sad. Ray Liotta passing away. That movie, though, man.
How many times have you seen that?
I don't know. Every time it's on TV, I watch it, even though it's like 8 hours long when it's on TV, when they have commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an every timer.
Those old mob movies are good.
But Goodfellas is like... For me, it's the best. It's the best mob movie there is. I don't know where you stand on this.
Not the
I
best.
Don't know.
Okay. I know the one that's the best, and you don't like it.
So Godfather?
Yeah.
That's a little slow.
Okay. The last one's terrible, slow. But the rest of them were good.
Godfather 3, right? There's three of them?
I don't know. The last one, he starts messing with the Vatican, and yeah, it just was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into some headlines here. From the Fighting Huskies. Zion Williamson has been cleared to return without restrictions, as it looks like he will be returning to the court, assuming he doesn't hurt himself in the offseason here, for 2022-23 season here for the New Orleans Pelicans. But he is set to go here, Joe, and he can work out over the summer full go here. So we'll see.
The guy was out all season.
Yes, he was.
Good luck this offseason getting that guy, who's obviously a big eater, to have discipline. I mean it. I'm not trying to be like,
all right,
we're going to find out how much he really wants to play and be great.
Let me throw one thing at you here. So Zion is eligible to sign a five-year, $186 million max rookie extension with New Orleans this summer. When he was asked about the extension on April 29th when the Pelicans did exit interviews, he said, of course, I wouldn't be able to sign it fast enough. Now, here's the thing. If you're the New Orleans Pelicans, that franchise is trash, and you can lock this guy down, whether he plays or not, you have to do it.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, fortunately, you absolutely have to.
But this is the problem for the Pelicans, the Kings, the handful of teams we always say. They got to take the chance on that, even though you don't have any idea, and you know he's got one problem. He's got one big problem.
The Cajun food.
Food.
New Orleans. It's good food there, man.
No, it's great food. I'm with you. I like it too. But does he have the discipline? Does he want to be great? Has Ja Morant, who is taken behind him, does that motivate him? Like, damn, right now he's a lot better than I am. I didn't play, and he's damn good.
Zion's really good when he plays, though. So, I mean, he is. He's an all-star.
We can't talk about a guy that didn't play
last
year. Like, all the greatness of whatever you did in a short period of time you did play, like the old body, man, the knees talk to the upper body and go, hey, man, you got to drop some weight. We can't carry this around. You jumping up and as athletic and as freakish as you are, the knees just say we can't take it.
The knees said that we can't take it?
The knees just complained to the body, hey, big fella.
What he did to that shoe at Duke is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, by the way.
Listen, man,
I've never seen a shoe explode.
He can dominate, and he could be, but he's got to – saying the same thing about Luke after the game last night. Same thing. Like, Luka's got to get himself, while he's still a young guy, he's got to get on the year-round, the green shakes.
Luka's fine.
Okay.
Speaking of Luka, take us right to our next topic here, Joe. We have a Luka Doncic 2018-2019 National Treasures card here. Now, the cards are different colors and that, you know, kind of they have different parallels, which decide how rare they are. This is an emerald, which makes it out of five. This is card number 5 out of 5 here. It is a rookie patch auto, an RPA, and it is up for auction here. It is a BGS Beckett 9. So it's rated a 9 here. That is mint. And any idea what we're thinking this will go for?
Oh, no, Woody, but you broke that down on a scouting report. Seemed like a real expensive card.
They are thinking that this could be a $1 million card once again here. Luka's had a $1 million card in the past. This could be another. Really pretty amazing.
Woody, I got to ask you, where do you get these? I'm not getting these when I go over to buy a pack of cards. Where the hell do you get these?
You could. No, you absolutely could. So National Treasures is where this one came from. You can buy National Treasures at a card store. They're very expensive boxes. I mean, don't quote me on this, but I would think you'd probably be in the $2,000 range, maybe more for a box.
Oh, God.
Probably more.
Well, that takes a lot of people that collect cards right out of the business.
Oh, yeah. And somebody, by the way, somebody pulled the LeBron triple logo man card, which they think could be worth $3 million. Someone a lot of people break cards on YouTube, and they broke and they got the triple logo man. Is three NBA logos.
Good God.
And it's got LeBron on each of his three teams.
Wow.
Obviously a one of one there. And someone, this is, by the way, this is very interesting. I'm hoping we can get a picture of this. Somebody texted this morning and said they pulled a one of one Jason Taylor National Treasures last night, which would be a very valuable card.
What are you talking for JT?
I'd have to look at comps, to be honest. I have no idea. And it's a one of one, so.
Big.
It's big. That's, yeah, thousands.
It's amazing.
But I'd love to see it. So I texted that person back, and hopefully they can send us a picture to our Twitter account.
Love to see that.
A one of one JT.
I just want to see what the card looks like that's so valuable.
Well, I'll show you the Luka card. It's really simple. It's just a rookie. It's got his signature underneath. It's got a little patch of his jersey and a picture of him. That's it. $1 million, Joe.
No wonder those guys at those card stores get jacked up even when they get to open their own cards.
All right. Speaking of money here, it looks like Formula One, whose TV deal expires at the end of the 2022 season, is going to be re-upping with ESPN, and the talks here are, quote, very positive, as it looks like they are also, quote, very aggressively hunting a renewal here, and it looks like they are going for as much as $75 million per season from ESPN. ESPN really? Is paying a fraction of that, around $5 million per year right now, and looks like, as with everything, the numbers are going up,
Jeez.
Joe.
Wow.
ESPN is paying La Liga reportedly $175 million per season, more than twice of what F1 may get. Serie A or whatever this is for soccer got $75 million per season from CBS.
Huh.
These numbers are really – TV numbers are getting wild, aren't they?
I think for the first time, because we used to go, oh, World Cup, soon as it's over, then we'll go right back to – little 9 and 10 year olds play till, you know. I think those days are done, man. I think soccer is gonna chase some sports down.
It's fun, man. I got to tell you, we went to the MLS game. Went to the Inter Miami game. It was my first game. We had a great time. My son loved it. Leon loved the game.
Did you tell me Inter Miami's at home this week?
They are. But he loved it.
How
man.
Come I didn't hear Stadium's from? Cool. I didn't hear from my best friend this week. I don't know where she is. Molly, where the hell is she?
I don't know. She took great care of us out at the game.
She's fantastic.
On Saturday.
Molly, my God. You forgot about me, man.
All right. And just a couple more. I feel like we're doing a very financial segment here, Joe. But a couple more numbers for you here. We got last month's gambling handles. You ready for these numbers?
Oh, God, yeah.
All right. Guess which state won again here?
New Jersey.
New Jersey was 2. New York is number one. $1.4 billion in a month. New Jersey in second, $927 million. Nevada in third, $582 million. Pennsylvania, $573 million. And Michigan, $396
million. So what do you think we do, Woody, if we had a Florida? Roll in here? How big would we be? Will we be as big as the two big boys up north?
We'd damn near beat or be close to New York, wouldn't we?
Well, most of those guys are down here. Yeah, I'm thinking I think so.
I think we'd be in the billions.
Wow.
But, hey, we don't need the money down here, right?
Try and figure out who's going to get a piece of the action, Wood. Everybody wants in on the action, and they obviously don't want Seminole Hard Rock to get it all.
Well, everyone should get a piece of the action. There's plenty to go around, Joe. Did you hear those numbers I just read you?
I did.
There's plenty to go around.
Mm.
And, by the way, another little financial tidbit here for you. New Jersey, who just legalized recreational weed, $24 million in sales in the first month. Another little
that's another
money maker
one
there.
But I will tell you, usually medical marijuana turns into full blown marijuana. And I will tell you, it is weird to walk out in a state that it's legal to walk down the street and smoke.
Well, I don't think it's legal to do that anywhere.
What are you talking about?
No, I think the laws are similar to like alcohol. Like you're not supposed to like walk down the street.
I walked out. We were playing the Raiders. I walked out in the morning for an early morning. You know, we're on a time difference. I got up early and went out there and was going for a walk. And there were like six people out in front, all smoking marijuana. Everybody was smoking and talking. They weren't hiding it. I thought, wow, okay. All right, we got to go to break here, Woody. We're running super late. 8 o'clock hour coming up. Athletic director for the University of Miami is going to join us in this 8 o'clock hour. They got a lot of stuff going on. The schedule is out. We'll get into all that in this 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.